Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 89 of The Brunch and Judge. Something. Oh, totally timely since 1989 just came out again. Thank you, Taylor's version.
Yes. There you go.
Look at us being right on time.
Shake it
Woo!
off. Shake it off. Shake it off. That's right.
Anyway, we are your hosts. I'm April.
I'm Claire.
And this week we are going to be talking about things they don't teach in school. Because they don't teach a lot.
Right. There's so much they don't.
No, we're too focused on calculus, guys. Let's,
We're not talking about taxes or homemaking skills
Oh,
either.
Lord, no. No, they don't teach that either, but meh. We're all suffering through that together.
Right.
But before we get into that, Claire, what are you judging this week?
I think I'm going to judge rude people that were on this cruise or while traveling, just in general. Because we went on this cruise and I don't know what it was. I was telling mom, I just really feel like just the whole time, I don't know what it is, but I just feel like people are more rude these days and have audacity. Like
Oh,
audacity's on clearance somewhere.
they do. Oh, they do.
And you're just like, what is happening right now? For example, just in like in general, there's one specific thing. I'll get to that in a minute just because it's funny. But like in general, people just thinking that they can like cut in front of you in line somewhere. Like we were at the airport and you know how they call you in stages to get on the plane.
Right.
You know, whatever zone you're in. So our group was in, well, some of our group, they had upgraded to like the exit row.
Oh, right.
So they were like in a different zone than the rest of us, but like the rest of us were in like in zone 7. And so they called zone 7 and we're in line waiting to like go scan our boarding passes or whatever. And this woman comes up and she was like, "What zone did they call? Or what zone are they on?" And we're like, "They just called zone 7." And she was like, "Oh, I'm zone 6." And she goes like right where we are, there's like a space in between two of the little like rope things. So she slides right in front of my boss who's standing there just because she was in zone 6, thinking that she could just cut in front of us, even though
Right.
we, it was like, and I think two of us, I was one of them, audibly went, "What the fuck?" Like, and then not only that, and this really irritated me. It was a couple. They get on the plane and they took their sweet ass fucking time getting into their goddamn seat. It was like, if you were going to be slower than Christmas putting your shit up into the little overhead compartment, like, no, Like, it was like you're having to stand there. And you know how awkward it is standing there with your ass in front of all these other people's faces waiting to get to your seat anyway. And you're just like, oh my God. Like, I just want to get to my seat. Come on. It does not take this long to put your carry-on into the overhead compartment. I
And
swear.
what I don't get is that, like, you have to be at the airport somewhat early. Like, you just have to in order to ensure that you get through the line on stuff. So, like, you've been sitting there waiting to be called. You could have compiled all your stuff so that way it's a
Right.
real easy floop floop, because that's what I do.
Like the rest of us.
I make sure the stuff that I want access to in my backpack that I put on under the seat, I make
Right.
sure that it's in the front pocket so I have to dig around for it. Like, come
Right.
on,
Like I
guys.
had, you know, I have like my carry-on and then I had like my purse and all my chargers and all that stuff is in my purse that goes like in between my legs, you know. And then everything else is up yonder, you know. It's like, how hard is that? You know,
It's
but it was
not.
just like, oh my God. And that was just like one instance. But it was just on the ship, it was just people's children. And it's like, you know, you're like, get a hold of your child. You
I have
know.
to say that my favorite
Ugh.
cruise is the one that we went on together because there were hardly any children on
I
it.
know, I don't remember there being hardly any kids on that cruise.
There were,
And I
because
am
it's
now an advocate for
child-free cruising.
adult-only cruises. Absolutely.
That's
Because even
me.
Brandon was like, he goes, if we ever go on another cruise, he said, we need to find one that's like adults only.
And most of the non-Carnival, non-Disney, of course. I mean, Disney.
Right.
But like, anything that's above Carnival has a much smaller kid footprint. Because,
Right.
like, we, because that was Norwegian that we went on, right? Norwegian.
Yes.
And that, I mean, there were children. They had children's clubs, but there weren't a lot of children. So it
Right.
was very peaceful.
Well, and I get it that Carnival like absolutely markets to
Of
families.
course.
And Carnival is like the cheapest of the cruise lines, but also sometimes I feel like Carnival is like the trailer park of the seas. Like I really do.
I feel that way too. And I mean, Amy
Don't
and
get me
I went on
wrong.
the exact same boat that you were on, and it was filled with
Yes,
children,
and I'm
and
not saying
it's
anything
fine, but
against the boats.
no,
I'm just
it's
talking
just
about the class of people.
me and my lifestyle would prefer to be on a different boat if
A
possible.
different, yes. Because it's like, again, with people just cutting in line, people being rude, people stop, and they'll just like stop in the middle of the hallway where you're trying to get to your room, and you're just like, what are you doing? Like, people are just oblivious to their surroundings and other people, and it's just really annoying. You're like, oh my gosh. But when so there was one night I was told Brandon, we were like, it was after dinner, and I said, ooh, they're gonna show Spider-Verse, the new one, the second Spider-Verse movie, out on the deck. Let's go out there and watch it. He was like, okay, cool, let's do that. It was nice. It was no rainy or anything like that. So we go outside. We're sitting there, and the movie starts. There's this woman sitting like maybe two or three chairs down from Brandon. And like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes into the movie, she starts hollering for her child. And out of nowhere, we're sitting there watching the, and you know, because I mean, it's out there on the deck. People are talking. I mean, there is lots of ambient noise. Okay. Kids are still playing in the pool. But this woman was being like three times as loud as the children in the pool, which I mean, you knew that was going to happen with the kids in the pool or whatever. This woman, out of nowhere, she starts going, Terrell! Terrell! I mean, but imagine like amplify that, but like, I don't know, by 10. Like she's shouting it like across the entire fucking boat. I mean, and she just keeps doing it over and over and over. And finally, Brandon is like, he leans over and he goes, I'm gonna go down to the casino. He goes, I can't handle this. He's like, you can stay. And I was like, okay, just text me, you know, just message me or whatever. And he was like, okay. So I'm sitting there and she continues to yell. And then finally, this like 15-year-old looking kid ambles over with some popcorn and this look on his face, like, shut the fuck up, mom. Like, it was just like, but then also there are these guys, like one guy at a bar over here and somebody like way over here, they're making like bird noises going, caw-caw, caw-caw. And I'm like, what is happening? I just want to watch this fucking movie. Like, I don't care about people talking or whatever, but like, what is happening right now? But then it's like Terrell leaves and then she starts hollering at somebody else in her family. And I'm just like, why do you have to yell all the way across the boat when you're like, you know, get up and go fucking get them because you were out here. This is a movie. People are trying. I'm not the only one out here trying to watch this. There are other families out here trying to watch this movie. Quit yelling at, you know, your family members across the boat. Just walk over. It is not that fucking far. Get up and walk over and go get them. How hard is that? But then we were talking about it, and that became like the inside joke for us for the rest of the week, this Terrell thing. Because then later we were telling my boss about it, like how, you know, like she's shouting Terrell and we were laughing about it. And then we're waiting in the stairwell to get off the boat at one of the ports. And, you know, it's echoey in the stairwell. And then my boss is in front of us and we're talking. And then all of a sudden, echoing throughout the stairwell, you hear, Terrell! Terrell! And she was in the stairwell with us getting off for the same excursion we were going on. And we all of a sudden, Brandon and I just like looked at each other and we're like, oh my God, she's here. She's here. Where's Terrell? And then, like, coming out of one of the doorways, you see Terrell and he's got that same look on his face, like, shut the
Shut
fuck up, mom.
the fuck up, Mom.
And so now that we've gotten back from the cruise every day, Brandon will be like, well, at first it was like, I wonder if Terrell, like after the excursion, I wonder if Terrell made it back on the boat. I've not seen him. I don't know where Terrell is. And then we were like, I wonder if Terrell made it home.
No, poor Terrell.
And now we're like, I wonder what Terrell's doing. And I'm like, he's probably skipping school. You know, Terrell's probably skipping school at this point, or he may be in school. I don't know. It's like, I wonder what Terrell is up to.
Poor Tyrell.
I know, like,
Oh.
Terrell! Like, now it's just become like an inside joke because I mean, it happened like two or three times that week with Terrell. It was like, what is going on? It was so funny. But it was just, you know, lots of people with lots of audacity
Right.
on the ship, and it just drove me crazy. It was just, and it wasn't just me. Everybody talked about it, just how in general, because I've been on, this is my third cruise, and I just feel like in general, this one compared to the other two I've been on in years past, just the rudeness of people. And as far as like everybody out for themselves, everybody.
I feel like we had this conversation, like Spencer and I recently with some other people, and we're like, it's a post-COVID thing. Like we
Mom said,
all
my mom said the same thing. Mom
like
said the
it,
same thing.
because I feel like in Boston I experienced a lot of, you know, just like stupid crap. I'm like,
Right,
what the
yeah.
fuck was the point of this?
Right. No, but mom said the same thing. She goes, I feel like a lot of it is post-COVID.
Like we all got used to being at home, then now we all want to be assholes all the time. I don't know. I don't know what
Yeah,
it
and it's
is.
like
What
people don't know how, it's like, you know, we spent,
we forgot how
what,
to be nice to people.
a few months just being at home, not interacting, and then people just forgot how to be out in public. But then it's also, I think, how divisive it got during COVID with the masks and the no masks and vaccines and no vaccines and how, you know, everything was so divisive during COVID. It was like, pick a side. And I
And
think
you
it
kind of
just,
had to pick a side, and there were, but I mean, there were life-altering consequences for the side that you chose. So
right.
it made everyone like extreme. It's like,
Yes.
fuck. So yeah. No.
And now it's just, you know, everybody's out for me and mine, and there's not any kind of, I don't know, like nobody's got compassion for anybody else. It's not, you know.
No, they don't.
It's like when you bump into somebody, it's like, say, I'm sorry. Like, how hard is that, you know?
Well, I feel like
And
I'm
again, with the
always saying
people, and
that.
yeah, and again, with the people like running you over with their stupid strollers, you know. I mean, I know we've had that discussion before that people with children, everybody feel, you know, a lot of entitlement, but I feel like people with children feel like they're more entitled than others, you know, sometimes. And it's just like,
Yes, I mean, I do, I feel that way. Well, like Amy and I went to that light show thing at the zoo, which is beautiful. But
yes.
like there were things everywhere was like, you know, don't touch, don't stand on the stuff, because it's very light, easily broken material, I'm sure. And they had stuff like roped off, and then I would watch people just like cross the rope in order to take pictures and like to or whatever. And I'm
Yeah,
like,
you're like, what are you doing?
and like just follow the rules.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they'll stop doing stuff like this, because stuff will get broken and then they won't do it, and it's like, just fucking follow the rules.
I know, and so many people think the rules don't apply to them, and it just, yeah, drives me crazy. And I'm,
But like I found that most, not all, definitely adults on their own were violating the rules, but
right.
like it's there's like, oh, it's, you know, so my kid can have a picture. Well, your kid can stand a foot further away from it and have basically the same picture
Right.
on this side of the road. But like I kept bristling, so I wanted to yell at them, because that's who I am deep down inside. And my sister was just like, April,
Right,
just keep going.
right.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, she wanted to too, obviously. It's the teacher inside her, but you know, whatever.
But it's just like, how
People
is it that
suck.
you have so many people who are like, follow the rules, and then you have so many people who are just like, oh, that sign doesn't apply to me. You know, I don't understand. Like, Where did you get that mentality from? That's what I want to know. Like, who instilled that mentality into you that you're just like,
Yeah.
these signs, dude, they apply to everybody else, but not to me. I'm special, you know.
Yeah.
That drives me bananas. But anyway, yeah, that's my judge, is just, guys, stop being rude. Like, it's unnecessary.
Agreed.
Absolutely unnecessary. Don't scream at your family across the boat if there's a movie outside. Just
Yeah.
go get them.
Maybe just don't
Jeez.
scream at your family in general, but you know,
Yeah.
whatever. Baby steps.
Or if like you're like a floor down from them in the hallway, don't scream at them either, because then people will make fun of you.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Especially if it's like 3 days in a row and you're just like, I now know your child's name. And now I'm gonna make fun.
Yep.
I
Forever, that's going to be your thing. Tyrell!
like, Terrell. Anyway, that's my
Poor kid.
judge. Just dealing with people with lots of audacity and rudeness on this last vacation. It was just, we did, like, all of us got back. And that's one thing that we've talked about. Like, all of us felt that way. We were just like, people seem more rude on this trip. They're like, yeah, line cutting and, you know, just running you over and not caring. And it's just like, you're like, just standing in the middle of the walkway. And you're like, excuse me, I'm trying to walk here. Like, what are you doing? It's like people are just like on their phones and oblivious. Like they don't, they're checked out for some, I don't know. It's weird. Like, come on, guys, be better. I don't know. That's my judge.
That is an excellent judge, because people do suck.
Yeah. It's not even really the cruise. The cruise was fine, you know? Like the cruise itself was fine. It was just the people were not fine.
People.
The people were not fine. But somebody was also saying it was like, you know, because Carnival is like the trailer park of the seas, that they're like, next time you go, like maybe you ought to like bump it up and try to do like just spend a little bit extra money and do Royal Caribbean. Because then that like class of people
Yeah,
won't be
it's true.
there.
Well,
It's like,
at least less children, if nothing else.
right. I'm just like, yeah, definitely go. Yeah, because I mean, it is. Yeah. Now that you mention it, yeah, Norwegian, I don't even hardly remember saying a whole bunch of children, you know?
No. The ones that I did see, I didn't hear them.
Right.
Seen and not heard the way children should be.
I mean, it was like every time you round a corner, there was like a toddler crying, and it was just like, good God. Like, ah. You know? So. But anyway, yes. Do better when you're traveling, guys. You're not the only one. There are other people out there.
No other people.
Think of others. You're not the only person on the planet. Anyway, what are you judging this week?
So this week, I am judging the fact that the news is nothing but sadness and misery all the time. Like, I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
I mean, we're on like what, week three of the Israel Hamas Gaza misery of hell.
Right.
Everything fucking sucks, and like, it's painful to hear about. And to watch, because you're like, we're watching this country that America supports blindly.
Right.
I mean, yes, they were absolutely horrifically attacked by terrorists, and it was bad. And I would never say it wasn't bad, because of course it was horrific and bad. But like, the what they're doing now is killing people who are not the terrorists. So I'm like,
Like, how is that any better?
they've now killed like three times the number of children than were killed in the initial terrorist attack. And these are just children that aren't, they're children. Like,
Right.
and so it's gross and bad, and I hate it. And I just want that to be over. But then this week we had like the insane pivot, because we had like the 17 billionth mass shooting that happened in Maine, and like all of Maine got locked down, and so that was insane.
Yes.
He has ended his life and is no longer cause for concern. So, I mean, at least the lockdown of the misery is over and they can start to figure out what the fuck comes next. But like,
Right.
Spencer and I were just talking about how we're just so fucking tired of shootings. Like, you can't go anywhere. There's nowhere that you can go
Right.
and feel like you're safe there because you just don't know. So I'm like, God. And then on top of all of that, it's been the ridiculous Speaker of the House nonsense
I was
of the
getting ready to
Republican
say.
Party. And like, they finally picked a guy. And is he the worst person they could have picked? No. Is he a shitty piece of human garbage? Yes.
Yes.
And he is now has power when he shouldn't because he's actual human garbage. So it's like everything just fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Tired of it.
I
It's
don't like
like,
this timeline.
no, this timeline is trash. And I told my mom when they were up here visiting, I said, Mom, you know that there is a timeline somewhere where Hillary won and like none of the bad stuff happened.
Right.
Like,
No.
yeah, COVID still happened, but like she was on top of it because she hadn't dismantled all of the pandemic era response that used to exist. And so
Right.
was it still kind of bad? Of course. Did we come out better? Yes. Did we have all the crazy? No. There's a little crazy, but not all the crazy. But no, we're stuck in this
Right.
shitty
I know. I hate it here.
timeline.
It's
I also
awful.
hate it. I will tell you, and in a positive, not news related, I finally finished Stephen King's new book, Holly. Highly
Ah.
recommend. I've not read any of the other books in which she's a character, and it was fine. So if you
Okay,
want to just read that one,
I was
because
gonna ask.
I've literally read like three Stephen King in my whole life. I just was like, I'm gonna try this. It's not traditional like horror monster kind of thing. It's more like human horror, which is
Okay.
enough for me. Like, I mean,
Right,
it was
right.
good. It was good. But what I did love, and I'm sure a lot of his fans hated, maybe not a lot, but an amount of his fans hated, is that he trolled so hard on all of the Trump supporters and the anti-COVID people, and it
Did he
cracked
really?
me up. Like, he trolls them so hard in this book, and he does not like sugarcoat it.
Nice.
And it's
Excellent.
amazing. And I'm like, okay, I'm here for this. That's the level of petty that I aspire. So thank you. Thank you, Stephen King, for doing that. Totally worth whatever loss of fan base he has over it because it was, like, I
Obviously,
snorted a
he
couple of
cares not.
times.
I mean, obviously, he cares not. So he's like,
Yeah, I snorted a couple of times and was like, yeah. Okay. It's like, yep, yeah, that's right. That's the correct way to describe this particular person. And you're like, I don't know. It was really well
Right.
done. I enjoyed it. But so any of you who are not super Stephen King fans, because I would not say I'm a Stephen King fan.
Same.
It's a great book. It's not mystery because you know who the bad people are from the get-go, and you know
Oh,
it's
do you?
happening from the get-go.
Okay.
Pretty much. So it's just like, the protagonist and the antagonists like finally coming together, blah blah. So like it's a good thriller. It's not overly graphic, which you'll appreciate a lot, because yeah, I'm not giving anything away. But it's really good. I enjoyed it. It took me a long time because he likes to write very, very long books.
How long is it? Like, how many pages?
No idea. I read it on my Kindle, but
Oh, okay.
it's a chunk.
It's a chunk.
It took me several hours because usually books are like 8-ish hours, max. And I think this one was like 14, maybe. Is a lot.
He
Just took me
does
a while.
write long books.
But I enjoyed it. It was my first book in which I had not seen a movie related to it. So it was just pure pick up and enjoy. So it's cool.
Nice.
But that's it. That's my judge. The world sucks, but Stephen King trolls people, and I'm amused by it.
Nice. Good deal.
Well, I guess it's time to crack into it, as they say. Are you
Is it
ready,
you?
Claire?
Is it you or me?
It's me. It's 89. I first.
Okay.
Me.
Yeah, because I'm even. Okay. I was like, I
Okay,
can't remember if it
guys.
was you or me.
I know that you know that Christopher Columbus was not the greatest person in the world. But we don't really learn that in school.
No, we don't.
Basically, what I mean, it's been several years, so I'm not saying they haven't adjusted, but based on life, I don't think they have that much. So, like, we grew up learning in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue
Right.
in his Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria, and he discovers the New World.
King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, or whatever their names were. Yep.
But I guess the real thing is, what is the real truth behind the Columbus story? Because, like, we're not really told a whole lot beyond that, other than he came a few times. He thought he had found, I mean, I think we all did learn that he thought he had found the passage to the, to Asia, to the Indies, in order to get spices or whatever. He believed that he had as well. We all know he had not. That's not where
Right.
we are, but cool. But, part of the issue is first the claim, or the way that we hear, I
Right.
guess, are taught about him is that he discovered America. But, like, that's not true. There were millions of indigenous peoples who had been living in the Americas for centuries by the time he bothers to show up. There were thriving communities and, like, cities of people who had trade and worked together, and they had their own conflicts and wars and things. Like, it wasn't like nomadic Native Americans like we have in our head.
Right.
I mean, they had big cities, big complexes, big communities.
I
But
mean, you
also
just look at like the civilizations like in South America, when you look at like the Incas and the Mayans and Aztecs and stuff like that, you're just like, come on,
And we had that too in
Yes.
the United States. Like, that existed.
Yes.
There, peoples had lived here for centuries and had thrived, and probably would have, bristled a bit at this, like, we were discovered. Excuse me.
Right.
Hi.
It's like we were doing fine without you. Thanks. We didn't need your help.
It's like,
Cool.
okay. But actually, even aside from that, 500 years before Columbus even existed, Leif Erikson and the Vikings had already fucking been here. So, like,
Right.
LOL, not the first guy.
Yeah.
But so Columbus did set sail. He was trying to find a new sea route to Asia. He was looking for gold and spices specifically, because the Turks had basically taken control over all the land routes that essentially Europe had to get access to Asia, to the spices, to the gold. And so at this point, Portugal was sailing around Africa in order to get there. And that takes a long time, and it's super, super fucking dangerous. And,
Yes.
they were like, you know what? Columbus was like, I bet we can. Because at this point, by the way, everyone knew the world was round, everyone knew it. It wasn't a shock or a surprise. No one thought he was going to sail off the edge of the world. They just thought it was a big chunk of ocean between Europe and then Asia. But he
Yeah.
was like, I think it's not that big of a chunk. I think we can do it. And so he eventually gets, 'cause, by the way, Columbus, Italian. But it's Spain who is like, you know what, Chris, we're going to take you up on that. We're going to fund you. We're gonna say sure. And so in return, he was promised like 10% of the gold, essentially, that he found, like profits from the sale of the stuff, from the spices. They said that if he had any of the newfound lands he might come across, he would get governorship of. He became or was given the title like Admiral of the Ocean Sea. And I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Right.
Whatever.
You're like, okay.
But so they're like, yeah, let's go, let's do this. And so they sent him and some guys on three boats and they set sail across the Atlantic in their wooden boats. Good for them. Now, here's one of the first things that tell you what kind of a guy good old Christopher Columbus was. So, anyone on the three boats who ever spotted land first was going to be given a yearly pension of 10,000 whatever units of money they had then. So we'll just say dollars for now.
Yes.
Like $10,000 every year for life because they were the first person to see land. So, like,
Okay.
incentive. And
Yes.
so, sailor on the boat named Rodrigo, one morning sees land and cries out, and he's like, yeah, because he's like, I got
Yes.
my 10,000 a year for the rest of my life. But Columbus couldn't handle that. So he
Right.
claimed he actually saw a light coming from the land the evening before, and so he claimed the reward because he's a fucking dick.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and this is
So
after
right
he's
out the
getting,
gate, right out the gate, he's like throwing down big dick energy for someone who, what an ass.
So then we get into the next level of dickery. When Columbus first
Right. Found, indeed.
found what was actually the Bahaman Islands, he thought he had made it to the West Indies and wrong. And
So
the
wrong.
indigenous people of the island, I'm going to say it wrong, the Arawak, came and greeted them, like had never seen a boat like that. They swam out to like get a better look at the boats because they're so huge. They brought them gifts. They brought them food and water. They were like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like they were
Right.
like super welcoming, which as we know is bad. Don't be
Right.
welcoming. And
That's
so
why
I
you put up
would
a big sign that says go away.
right. And so I'm going to read you an excerpt from the log that Christopher Columbus kept on his first journey that he later gifted to Queen Isabella as well, whatever her name.
Isabella.
Thank you. And so that's how we have. Obviously, it's been translated. I don't speak Italian or Spanish. They brought us parrots and balls of cotton and spears and many other things, which they exchanged for the glass beads and hawk's bells. They willingly traded everything they owned. They were we built, but with good bodies and handsome features. They do not bear arms and do not know them, for I showed them a sword and they took it by the edge and cut themselves out of ignorance. They have no iron. Their spears are made of cane. They would make fine servants. With 50 men, we could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Ooh.
As soon
That
as
is
I
super cringy.
arrived in the Indies on the first island which I found, I took some natives by force in order that they might learn and might give me information on whatever there is in these parts. So, like, first island, he's already like taking people. And his first thought is like, man, they don't have like swords, so we could totally just like make them slaves just like that. Like, what kind of a first thought is that?
Right, like that's
It's gross. So
yeah, he's a terrible person.
he really is. Oh my God, he so is. So they figured out that in the Bahaman Islands, that there was no iron for weapons. Weapons were, carved out of sticks and things. Like they did bows and arrows. But one of the things that Columbus, of course, did take notice of was that most of them had small gold ornaments in their ears. And you know how much he loves gold.
Yep.
So he takes them as prisoner and forces them to show him where they got the gold.
Oh my
And
gosh.
so eventually they take him to Cuba and the island, which he named Hispaniola, which is what Haiti and Dominican Republic is now, where there were small bits of gold that you could see in the rivers. Not like big chunks, just, the little bits in the river. And at this point, they were all still being kind of friendly because, like, a local chief, knowing that Columbus really liked the gold or whatever, presented Columbus with a gold mask that they had made. And so he was like, "Well, you know what? Let's build a fort here on Hispaniola." And unfortunately for him, the Santa Maria had run aground on the island because somebody wasn't very good at sailing, just saying. And so they ended up using it for lumber in order to build the fort on the island. And so they named it Navidad because I don't know. Why not?
Christmas
Thank you, right? It's weird. Don't know why.
or Christmas, what?
And he left 39 of his crew there, with the instructions that they needed to go and find and store gold while he, went back to Spain and came back with more stuff. But he decided, I don't want to go back empty-handed. So
Right.
he took more prisoners on the other two ships. So he's, just going to the islands, taking people prisoner. On one island, the indigenous peoples there refused to trade as many bow and arrows as he wanted. And so he had two of the peoples run through with swords and just let them bleed to death as like a, give me
Oh
what
my
I want.
gosh.
So
Wow.
he goes back to Spain. He takes the, prisoners with him. Like two-fifths of them die on the journey because it gets cold and they're not used to that.
Right.
And so he gets back
Well, not only
to.
that, it's like also their diseases and stuff,
Yes.
like they're not used to. Yeah.
Yes. Back at court, he basically lies to everybody about what he found. One, he says he, reached Asia, which lie, but
Did not,
he
yeah.
believed that he did. So I'm willing to let that pass because he really thought he had, according to his writings. Who knows what he really thought?
Right.
But he described Hispaniola as a miracle. Mountains and hills, plains and pastures are both fertile and beautiful. The harbors are unbelievably good, and there are many wide rivers, of which the majority contain gold. There are many spices and great mines of gold and other metals. And that's all lies. Like, I mean, he saw a little bit of gold in like a river. Calm down.
Right, like
It's just. What are you even talking about?
somebody's exaggerating.
But because he exaggerated so well, and they were like, oh, we need to send more ships, more
Right.
men. And so they send 17 ships and 1,200 men that end up going from island to island, taking more people captive and turning them into slaves.
Of course.
Because there's really not that much gold. They do go back to Hispaniola, where they had left behind the 39 men to, get gold. They were dead.
39 men.
The 39 men were dead. Apparently, they had roamed the island in gangs looking for gold and would take women and children for sex and slavery.
So gross. Ugh.
And so.
Yuck.
The natives of the island, or like the indigenous people of the island, killed them in battle, which fair. Like,
Good.
you're.
Good. Yeah, have the day you deserve, really. I mean, fair.
And so, like, in the second expedition, they found really no gold. So they just filled their ships up with slaves and brought them back again. Most of them died on the way back. A lot of them died
Right.
once in Spain because it's not
Yeah.
for many, many reasons. But he had to find some gold for his investors because, like, he had at this point all these people investing in his lies, because he went like
Yeah.
four times, by the way.
Right.
And so he ends up in Haiti, orders all of the people on the island who are 14 and up that they have to collect a certain quantity of gold every 3 months. Now, if they succeed in getting the quantity they're supposed to, then they're given a copper token that they can wear around their neck. If they don't have a copper token, then they would have their hands cut off and would bleed to death.
What?
Any that tried to flee because it was so horrific, that tried to like run away, would get hunted down by dogs and killed. And then Columbus would have their dead bodies paraded through the streets to try and prevent more rebellion.
Oh my gosh.
And
Yeah, they
so,
sure as hell
yeah.
don't teach this shit in school. I tell
No.
you that right now.
No, they do not. Well, and this is when it like the Arawaks start committing mass suicide because like it's so bad and untenable that they
Right.
start poisoning themselves, they're poisoning infants so they don't have to grow up in this world filled with Spaniards who are nothing but cruel and
Right.
vicious and violent. And so in 2 years, through murder and mutilation and these mass suicides, half of the original 250,000 people of Haiti were dead.
Wow. That's
And
insane.
eventually the Spaniards realized that the little bit of gold that there was is all gone. And so these native peoples no longer have any value other than as slaves. And at the point that they are enslaved and forced to work on basically plantations, they again die in huge numbers. By the year, now remember, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yeah.
By 1515, only 50,000 remained.
Oh my gosh.
By 1550, 500.
Holy shit.
In the year 1650, there were no original Arawaks or descendants left on the entire island. So in
Wow.
like less than 100 years, or like in like 100 years or something, it's obscene. Basically all gone.
You wiped out an entire people.
Now, I will say that because things were really horrible and terrible, especially after, so like at one point Columbus has his two brothers take over Hispaniola, but then everything gets really bad there,
Right.
and it ended up being so, conditions were so bad that Spanish authorities had to send a new governor to come take over. And Columbus was arrested and returned to Spain and was stripped of all of his titles. So, like, there were
Well,
repercussions. I mean, not
good.
enough, but like,
Right.
they don't really teach that either, that he was actually disgraced and is
Right. No, they don't either.
actual
Yeah.
garbage. That even back then, like, Queen Isabella was like, no to the slave thing, because, like,
Right.
if we have taken over the islands and they are now citizens of Spain and they can't be slaves, is kind of what she was saying. And I'm like,
Yeah.
good on you, by the way. But like, none of that comes up in our history books.
No.
So you mentioned it, disease. Lots and lots of disease came along with
Right.
Columbus and his crew. Not really his fault. There's not an intentionality behind this,
Right,
but
right. It's not like he's like, haha, I'm gonna go make these people
I
sick.
mean,
No, I
yeah.
get that.
I mean,
Yeah.
like, he was horrible and cruel and violent, and so were his men and all of it. They were hot garbage. But on top of all of that, they also brought in a bunch of disease that the indigenous peoples had never been exposed to
Right.
previously. So, like, smallpox and the flu and measles. And so that also decimated populations and had repercussions so that when England eventually came and other countries came to
Right.
truly like start the new world or whatever you want to call America, disaster blank train that
I
was,
know, right?
a lot of those populations had already died out because of the disease that these very early people brought. So, in fact, there are some historians that estimate as much as 90% of native populations were killed by the disease brought by European and African settlers. So
Gosh.
it was infinitely more deadly than the plague that we all learned about.
Damn.
So, gonna leave you with a few conclusions to hold on to about Columbus. First, I mean, it's undeniable that the impact of his visits,
Right.
like the fact that he made this trip and did it, is what sparked kind of the Atlantic exploration that caused trade and caused Europeans to come over and see what
Yes.
the fuck is happening. So, like, without him having taken that trip, that would have been delayed. He's not the only piece of human garbage, obviously. Like, what he did to the Arawak people, Cortez did to the Aztecs, Pizarro did to the Incas,
Yes.
English settlers in Virginia and Massachusetts did to the Powhatans and the Pequots and all sorts of other indigenous peoples. Like, he was
Yes.
not the only one who did these horrific things. He's just the one that started it all.
Yes.
Thanks. Another thing, he never actually set foot in what is now the United States of America. Never one tiny foot made it here of his.
He was only like
He
in the
was
Bahamas.
only in the Bahamas. He was in Cuba, the Dominican Republic
Yeah.
slash Haiti. His subsequent expeditions did go and visit like Central and South America, but never once did he step into the United States of America. So why the fuck do we celebrate Columbus Day?
Right.
Has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with us. At all. At all.
Right.
But, not a great guy. Piece of shit,
No.
really. Not that he was particularly worse than anyone else, just that
Right.
he kind of single-handedly started slave trade, like by coming here, taking
Multiple
slaves,
times. Yeah.
by bringing it to
Yeah.
the forefront of the world at the time. We're like, hey, there's these islands
Yeah.
that we can grow coffee and we can grow sugar and we can have it all to ourselves. And oh, now we can steal people from Africa and make them sl like, I mean,
Yeah.
he kind of started it all. So
Hooray.
that guy. But one of the things
Okay.
I didn't even tell you what all my sources were. I'll do that at the very end here. But like, one of the things that I found most eye-opening and frustrating as a person who is very left-leaning and wants to have like supportive communities that build people up and help each other
Yeah.
is that this one of the big differences is that he came from Europe, which is all about, the 2% rule the 98%, and
Right.
God is divine that I get to be blah 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 and all that
Yes.
garbage, and I'm more important and have more value than all these peasants and whatever,
Yes.
to these communities where they made sure everybody had enough food and everybody had shelter and everyone was cared for and all needs were met. And it was a supportive community that was open and
Yes.
friendly and trying to help these idiots who crossed the giant goddamn ocean to come visit. And then they get, murdered for it. So don't be nice.
Right.
Moral of the
Out.
story.
Don't be nice to outsiders.
No. But that's my story on Christopher Columbus. And I got all of my information from
Yes.
NPR, CNN, the Royal Museums of Greenwich, for whatever reason, and A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. It's a great book. And like his opening chapter is really about Columbus and boy.
Wait.
Boy. But there you have it. That is what you are not taught in school. Not at all. I heard none of this. And
No.
Still don't know why we as Americans have a day for him. Like, I know a lot of people pushed away. It's now Indigenous Peoples Day, has
Yes.
been kind of transitioned to be Italian Heritage Day, which, I mean, he was Italian. Do we want him to be our poster child for Italian history?
No.
I mean, just whatever.
No, we don't.
So, boy, there it is.
No.
Christopher Columbus, the guy who single-handedly like killed an entire population of people. Lord.
I know, right? Oh,
Whoa.
it's terrible. Well, thank you for that horrible story.
You're welcome.
You know what? Mine's really not much happier.
Well, I
Not
mean,
really.
most of the things they don't teach us are the bad stuff because they don't want to hurt our little precious feelings.
That's right. Right.
So what did you bring us, Claire?
I'm going to be talking about Operation Paperclip.
Ooh. Ooh.
At the suggestion of Brandon, who is obsessed with, not obsessed, I don't know if that's the right word.
Is it his Roman Empire?
Yes. Enamored,
Mm-hmm.
enamored by all
Fascinated.
things, yeah, all things World War II. Yeah. Although
Oh
Roman
my God,
Empire,
we didn't pick the same time period.
we didn't.
What?
Roman Empire is his Roman Empire, but also World War II is his Roman Empire, so.
Wait, how often does Brandon think of the Roman Empire?
I think he does it just about every day, especially when he drives on the roads because he's always like, the Romans could have done this by now, like gotten I-65 fixed.
Okay, that's hilarious. Because
He's like,
Spencer, like he, I think he said he might, it might cross his mind once a month, which I still was like, it's more than mine, but I mean,
same,
whatever.
same.
But he was like, no, it's not a real thing. Like, it's just being blown up. Like, it's a thing. And I'm like, no, I think there are people who authentically are thinking about this most days. Which, I mean, okay, why not?
Right. But anyway, oh, my sources are Wikipedia, history.com, NPR, Medium, and all that's interesting. Anyway, Operation Paperclip. This is gonna be probably rage on some of this. It's a secret U.S. intelligence program that took over 1,600 German scientists, engineers, and technicians from Nazi Germany and brought them to the US at the end of World War II between 1945 and 1959.
Why did we do this?
Because we want to be the best.
I mean, I see it more now as I am 40 years old and I'm watching the world literally fall apart around me. But like, we are the war machine. It's just us. It's no one
It is,
else.
yeah.
It's literally just us. Oh, God. Okay.
And what's many of these people that we brought over were they were former members and leaders of the Nazi Party. Some of them were even like
So scum.
SS. Yes.
We brought scum over.
Yep.
Yay.
Yep.
Yay. I love
And what
that.
was so bad is it kind of became a race between the US and the Soviet Union to acquire the best scientific
We have
minds.
the dumbest races with the Soviet Union, guys.
Right.
Like, what the.
Yeah, it became a race to acquire like the best scientific minds between, regardless of how morally gray it was. I don't know. We don't care.
Lord.
Yeah. So ours was Operation Paperclip. Theirs was Operation something that starts with an O that I cannot even begin to pronounce, but they had their own
Operation O
version.
team. Got it. Got it. O
Yeah, they
team.
had their own version of Operation Paperclip. The
Why did we
USSR did.
choose paperclip? Does it ever say?
It does. It had to
Okay.
do with like the paperclips on the thick dossiers that had like all the personnel information for all the baddies, these scientific baddies. So,
Okay,
yeah.
so a stupid thing. Got it. Got it.
Yeah, it's dumb. But anyway, it started out as a secret mission to preserve German weapons, including biological and chemical agents. And in this, they discovered that Hitler had created an entire arsenal of nerve agents and was working on a bubonic plague weapon. And I'm just like, because Hitler.
Oh, God.
But yeah, so it soon morphed into this. But we also need the people who created these things. Not only do we need these things, we need the people who created them so
I
they can create
mean,
more things for us.
okay.
So,
It just feels, it feels like a stupid move, but keep going, keep going.
So, 1943, Germany, they began recalling anybody who was a scientist, an engineer, a technician from combat zones from the front line to be cleared to return to like scientific work. And a guy named Werner Osenberg was the head of the Military Research Association, and he was in charge of recording all the men who were cleared politically for any scientific work to go back and work, you know. And that's anything mechanically, you know, for weaponry, you know, chemists, all that. So it's not just this, it's not just that science part. It's also, you know, for weapons and stuff like that, like rockets and all that jazz too. So this became known as the Osenberg List. And the list was actually found in a toilet at Bonn University by a Polish lab tech, like they'd hidden it. I
Okay.
guess they'd kind of torn it up and tried to get rid of it. But a Polish lab tech found it and delivered it to like MI6 and US intelligence. The British tried to get in on this too, but we kind of like elbowed them out.
Edged him out. You're like,
Us and, you know, us and the Soviet Union, we're like, eh, we're bigger than you. Meh.
did we do
You
the
don't
thing of
count.
like, you're the tyrants, we had to fight you already, you don't get this.
Right. So when we got the list and we got the names, it was like initially we wanted to, we're focusing on capturing and interrogating the members on the list, and that was called Operation Overcast. But soon the US uncovered the extent of the Nazi technology and decided that, oh, we should start recruiting these men and their families to start being on our side, even though they're terrible people.
I mean, like, I'm willing to
Like, I know, it's
say
so bad.
that
It's
like
bad.
most of them probably weren't terrible, that they were just in a situation they didn't have a lot of choice on. Like, I'm willing to give some, but then you know, some of them really enjoyed being terrible, and I don't really want to reward them. So, okay, keep
Right,
going.
exactly. So agencies, it was the Joint Intelligence Objectives Agency, the JIOA, and the Office of Strategic Services, the OSS, which later becomes the CIA. They're the ones who wound up putting Operation Paperclip into action. And that's when they named it for all the paper clips on the personnel dossiers they had.
I
Because
just
it was like the thicker the dossier and the paper clips, like the worse the person
I
was.
feel like they, the government needs to hire me to name things for them. Cause, like, I mean, I get it. You don't want to, like, give it away, but, like, maybe something less stupid.
Less stupid. So one of the reasons that they started this, like you're like, why? Like, what did they find? One of the things was a jet-powered V1 cruise missile that had been created by Germany, and a rocket-powered V2 ballistic missile, and also that there was evidence, and they were looking for, of an A-bomb that Germany had created. Because they didn't want Germany after World War II was over to have that.
Nope.
We had it,
Yes,
obviously.
we can have it. You can't have that.
So they didn't, they were also looking for anything that suggested that they had figured out how to create the A-bomb, and they didn't want that, them to have that knowledge, because, you know, that would be bad for everybody involved. What's kind of funny is this project worked in tandem with another project called Operation Safe Haven, which was the US and Britain were working together to steer away Nazi economic resources from Germany to prevent a resurgence. So it's like you're pulling out all these
We're
Nazis.
taking all of your smart people so that you can't make money. Got it.
Right. Yeah.
It's fair.
And also at this time, Truman ordered, like with this list coming out, Truman ordered that, yes, you can bring these people over, but I don't want any of them to have Nazi connections. So, yeah. Like Truman put that out there. Like, he's like, I don't want Nazis. I don't want you bringing over Nazis.
But
Like, I
they
don't care that
were
they're.
Nazi.
Yeah. So the
So.
JI, yeah. So the JIOA obviously quickly realized that many people on this list were either
Nazis.
not Nazi sympathizers. Some of them were even like SS members.
Now, see,
So,
them, that's the garbage.
yeah. So they had to find a way to like backdoor the law. So to conceal any involvement, for Nazi war crimes and inhumane experiments, the US authorities removed their background info papers from any immigration documents, and they were given new profiles, job security, and documents required for work in the US. So they completely
Gross.
wiped their backgrounds. Yeah, they whitewashed them.
That's so
Completely.
gross.
Yes.
I mean, like, the fuck?
It is. We're terrible. Our government is
We are, yeah.
absolutely
We are
terrible.
hot garbage, guys. It's
Absolutely.
fine. I
I'm
mean,
sure
not saying
all
all
governments
governments are
are.
garbage, but like,
Yes.
god damn it.
It's
I think what I am responding
terrible.
to and I love so much is that the CIA, you know, the president is going, no Nazis. And the
Yes.
CIA is like,
But some Nazis.
okay, you won't know they're Nazis. How's that? And
Yeah.
it's like, ew, wah.
But we're like, but only the smartest Nazis. About that.
Only the smartest ones. Yeah, let's,
We
because
want
they
only
won't
the
have any
smartest
ulterior
ones.
motives or anything.
Right. Really the smartest ones. That's what we want. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. So, in the first group of that was admitted into the US, it was seven rocket scientists. And among that first group was a guy named Werner von Braun. He was a member of the SS. He helped design and co-develop the V-2 rocket. And when he did this, he would go into, I think it's Buchenwald concentration camp, and pull out people there and bring them in to like work as slaves for him to create this rocket.
Wow.
Yes.
So, actually, he
Oh,
was
but
dumb. Got it.
yeah. So, but here, this is where you're gonna get mad.
Oh God.
No, no. Oh, no. This is where you're gonna get mad. Eventually, this dude became the director of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Oh, no. And he worked with another Operation Paperclip member, who also worked with him on the V-2 rocket back in Germany, who was also part of like SS people, named Kurt H. I'm gonna say DeBus, who was wound up being the first director of the Kennedy Space Center.
No.
Yes.
Fuck
So
that.
these two guys helped develop the Saturn V rocket. That was part of the Apollo space program that helped land us on the moon.
Fuck that.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And that's a lot of these people wound up working for NASA. So a lot of our space program was built by Nazis.
Wow. Okay. Well, now I have less respect for NASA. Cool.
Well, and Brandon was telling me apparently there's an episode of Archer, the cartoon, where one of the characters makes a joke about how, like, just walk into NASA and say Heil Hitler and see how many people, like, salute.
Oh God.
Talk, like,
Yeah.
alluding to that. And I'm just like, are you shitting me? Like, But this is like, yeah. And like, they're not the only ones. I mean, there's like a list. Like, that's, yeah. So, but I was just like, and what's so funny is this Wernher von Braun, I mean, he's got so many accolades, like with NASA, but then when they declassified the Operation Paperclip, and then it was like, oh, we can finally like release this info, or it's available and people can find it out now, or some of it anyway, then it's like, oh, now he's kind of a controversial character. But he also, and this is, he's the one who also developed the idea of space camp, the one in Alabama.
Always
So
wanted to go to space camp.
for kids, I know I did too. But he is the one who was like started the development of the idea for space camp, the one that's in Huntsville, Alabama.
Wow, okay. All of my
And
childhood
so,
dreams are being destroyed. That's
I
fine.
know,
Fine.
right. Most scientists, when they did come, were taken to rural areas of the country, like any, like he was like in Virginia at one point. At one point, they did take them to like Fort Bliss, Texas. There's like a picture of like a bunch of people that I sent you that was at Fort Bliss, Texas. But they sent them to these rural areas where they didn't have work for them really, like as scientists, but they gave them stipends. But they were under really strict surveillance
Good.
and they had to report twice a week to the police headquarters. So it's almost like they were on parole.
Okay. I mean,
But it's like,
fair.
but then if the government came and needed their help with anything, it was like, you have to come be a scientist for us. So many Americans were living next door to actual Nazis
And
who
had no
had,
idea.
yeah, who had committed war crimes,
Yeah.
like some really heinous stuff, and no idea that their neighbor could have been, you know, doing all these inhumane things to people. So could you imagine?
Wow.
Like, I'm in the 50s and I'm living next to these people who just moved in and they're fucking Nazis. You thought you defeated them. And
And they're
then,
actually next door neighbors.
right. And
Yay.
this one wasn't, this one just made me mad. Not really part of the Operation Paperclip, but just another dig at the US government for being shitty. A guy named Otto Ambrose, he was a Nazi chemist that he was like Hitler's favorite chemist. He was on trial at Nuremberg trials for mass murder and slavery. He wound up getting clemency from the US government to help with our space exploration program. And then he was given a contract with the US Department of Energy.
Oh my God.
So,
Okay.
yes. Yes. So that is Operation Paperclip. You're welcome. The
Oh my God.
US government, we're all like, oh, we hate Nazis. No, we
No, we
don't.
don't.
Not really.
No.
Not if they're smart and can benefit us. No.
I mean, on the one hand, I'm like, okay, yeah, take advantage of the people who are in a bad situation and make them work for you. But like, can't we? I feel like a compound would make more sense than just letting them live a normal-ish
Right.
life. It's like,
Right.
and they
Right.
should have to like prove their value. Like, holy hell, man. And
I
now
know.
I have to like feel bad about NASA. And
I
like, now
know.
I realize that the space race was not a get was not the United States versus Soviet Union. It was our German scientists versus their German scientists, and that's annoying and stupid. I have no patience for this, Claire.
I know. It's like you're like, oh my God. You know. I'm sitting here because Brandon like gave me the rundown and he did mention Wernher von Braun. But then I'm like, oh my God, this is awful. Like, what? And there was just like lists, and you're like scrolling and reading these names, and you're just like, oh my gosh. All these people and their families were like relocated to the US. And you're like, but how many of them were actually like super terrible people?
I mean, a larger number that I'm comfortable acknowledging, I'm sure.
Right. Exactly.
Wow. I hate that.
Yeah, 1600. Oh, it was over 1600 that they brought over in their families. So,
I hate that so much. Huh. Huh.
Yep.
Huh. Wow. Okay. That's terrible.
It is terrible.
That's terrible. It's
And they don't
terrible.
tell you about that in school.
Sure don't.
It's just
They're
like,
not like,
oh.
hey, you know, part of the white supremacy problem that we have today is because we brought over a bunch of Nazis.
Right.
The fuck?
I know.
Wait.
Yeah. We're the problem. Like, me, hi, I'm the problem. It's
Hi, yeah,
me.
me,
Yeah.
hi.
Yeah.
At tea time, everybody agrees.
Yeah.
Everybody. Everybody. Yep.
Like, you, US government, you're the
Damn.
problem. You are the problem. You're the drama.
We are the drama.
You are the drama.
Oh, God. Well, that was fun in a terrible way.
Right.
Cool. Cool.
I know, but when I'm reading and I'm like, wait. He became the dirt because Brandon was like, yeah, he was like with NASA. And I'm like, okay. And like, whatever. But I'm like, oh, he became the director of this. And then I'm like, oh, and this other Nazi became the director of the Kennedy Space Center. That's awful.
I
Like, what?
feel like you there should have been like a you can never be the head of anything. Like you can't
Right.
rise up in the ranks because you're a Nazi.
Right.
So that it's really annoying because Amy and I went to JFK's Presidential Library, which is in Boston, and I'd never
Yeah.
been. And so like part of the museum is like the insane Cuban Missile Crisis, which by
Oh,
the
yeah.
way, we somehow managed to be in a timeline where that didn't happen. So
Right.
where we didn't blow up the entire world. So I guess congrats
I
to us
mean,
on
you're
that,
right.
'cause it was now that I know more, I'm like, okay, we were literally one guy convinced the captain of his submarine, this is a Russian submarine or Soviet Union or whatever, convinces him we should probably rise up and check if World War III has started before we send off a nuclear bomb.
Right.
Because like the captain of the submarine was like, I think it's already started, we should just go ahead. Because they couldn't contact anybody. They're too low down. I'm like, oh my God. Oh
Like
my God.
what?
We were literally just like one guy being like, just check
Right.
before.
Yep.
Oh my
And
God.
these guys were like, they took pictures of them like just walking around chatting with JFK. And I'm like, Lord.
But he wouldn't have known
Yeah.
because they kept all of that secret, CIA. God damn it. I mean,
I know, right?
on one hand, I'm grateful they keep shit secret from the president because, like, Trump. But on the
Right.
other hand, I'm like, that okay? Should we, like, just have secrets that we don't even tell the president of the United States? Because
Right.
that feels shady.
I know. Anyway, so that's Operation Paperclip.
That was amazing.
And
I hate it.
why we probably have some of the problems we have now.
Ugh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's nightmare fuel. Okay.
Ha.
On that note, it must be time for
Ha.
tarot time with April. Spooky, spooky. But not nearly as a spooky, spooky as the United States government. So there's that. Ugh, gross.
No, government is terrifying.
All right. All right, Claire, tell me when to stop.
Okie doke.
I guess it's the end of the world as we know it is the only song that comes to mind,
I know, right?
as a result of our stories. So
Yes.
cool,
Yeah.
nice. Oof.
Awesome.
The world is a nightmare. Apparently, it has always been a nightmare. It has always been a
Right.
horrific thing. It's
Stop.
never going to get better.
All these timelines are terrible.
Oh my God, yes, every timeline. All right.
We're just all in the, are we just only in the crappy timelines? Like every time it splits off, we just stay in the crappy one? Is that what
Well,
happened?
except that we didn't actually have World War III.
There you go.
So, I
No, we
mean,
didn't.
that, and like, I always knew that it was much closer than like the American public really knew, but now I'm like, oh fuck, like, and our parents would be dead and we wouldn't exist, Claire. Like, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's
All
true.
right. King of Coins to start our week. Two of Swords.
Words.
And ending with the Four of Swords. So that's never great.
It's a pointy week.
It's a
Yay.
pointy week.
It's a stabby week.
Right. The King of Coins slash Pentacles. He is conservative. He is grounded and centered and in charge. He doesn't have to shout or wave his arms to get attention. He just has to enter the room because he has an intense presence. Also, a strong work ethic and is easy to respect, so that's nice. He's strong and quiet and hard to forget. So, this is about being respected and loved by your people and your family. You have the gravitas to start your week.
There you go.
Congratulations. Because it's probably going to get worse.
I know.
Because that's usually how the swords go.
Some of the swords aren't bad, though.
No, but I mean, they're rarely great, if that
Right.
makes sense. Oh, yes, this is our alone card.
Oh, yes,
Where
yes.
we are alone, but it's because you have to figure some stuff out on your own without distraction, but it's okay. You're gonna figure it out.
Gotcha.
So
Okay,
that's
cool.
fine. I enjoy being alone, so it's cool. All right. The Four of Swords. Put your thoughts at ease. This is a knight who is truly at rest, surrounded by swords that he doesn't need right now.
Ah.
So, I mean, okay. Sometimes you have to tell your brain to shut up and be still. You're not sure where to go or what to do, but sometimes the best thing to do is just have a nap and figure it out later. Is this the nap card? Is this
I
go take a
love
nap?
this. Yes.
We've never had this card ever.
Yes.
We have never had this card.
No. I don't ever remember having a nap card because I
No, and
want
I'm
that
like,
card all the time,
this one is
please.
like, rest is needed. This whole card,
Yes.
are you ready? This whole card is geared toward encouraging you to take a deep, deep breath, unstick your tongue from the roof of your mouth, and relax. Guys,
You
it's
know what?
time. This is the best card ever. You need to take a fucking nap.
I needed that after the week I've had. I'm not even kidding. Oh my gosh. Oh, jeez.
You just need to take a nap, Claire.
I do. I do.
All right, so grounded and chill and confident. Some alone time to figure shit out. And then we're gonna realize, you know what? I don't need to figure shit out. I need to take a
I need
nap.
to take a
I need
nap.
to take it. Guys, we have the nap card. The nap card has come. It's hiding in a sword card. I wasn't ready for it,
I
but by
know,
golly.
same. And here I just said, not all the sword cards are bad.
I know. Look at you. You spoke it into
I
existence,
did.
Claire.
I manifested
You
that shit.
created the nap card,
I
because I swear
did.
I have never pulled that card. I have never
We
read that
need to,
description.
Four of Swords
Is the
is
nap card.
the card. It
Take a goddamn nap.
is the card. That is my soulmate card right there, man. Because
know, whatever.
Brandon's always like, you're my nap queen. Because I'm always like, I'm sleepy. I want to take a nap. I
Well,
love it.
time to see what the will of fate has in store. Perhaps it will be kind to us as well. I mean, I don't have
Hopefully.
naps up there, but
I know, right? Maybe we should.
whatever. Add naps to the list. Note to self.
Naps.
Must nap now. Da, 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 da. Oh. 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 Badass women in history.
There we go.
I already have one.
Yes. You
I have one.
have one.
It's who Ellen asked me about doing a long time ago, and I've been waiting for this to show up, so I'm very
Nice.
excited. Yay! Badass women in
Yes.
history. So that'll be super fun. We'll have a good time. And good. So I guess there it is, guys. There you have it.
Yes.
That's our show for the week. And we will see you next week as we talk badass women in history.
Yes.
And it'll be fun. So thank you, Ellen, for that one more time. Until then, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at.
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, comment, subscribe. And please send us any story ideas that you have or any topics you'd like to add to our wheel to us at.
Brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching.
And keep on judging.
Bye.
Bye.
Maybe don't kill a bunch of people either.